Democrats presented their case to remove President Donald Trump from office this week. Here's Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, wrapping up 24 hours of arguments presented over 3 days in the Senate.
First point I'd like to make is I'm tired. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted.
And here's New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries hammering home the team's case.
President Trump tried to cheat. He got caught. And then he worked hard to cover it up.
Adam Schiff ended his speech by looking ahead to the next phase of the Senate impeachment trial, anticipating a rebuttal by the president's legal team.
When they make the argument to you that this is only happening because they hate the president, it is just another of the myriad forms of, please do not consider what the president did. What matters is whether he is a danger to the country because he will do it again. And none of us can have confidence based on his record.
And today, the president's defenders begin their case. NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Were the House managers arguing to the audience inside or outside the Senate chamber?
Both, Scott. They were arguing to people who were present and attentive. They were arguing to people around the country who were picking it up here and there and hoping that there were moments when people really did lock in. There were lots of things I'd heard before but forgotten over the months of this long saga. Mm-hmm. And the idea here was not so much to spring new revelations for the media and other obsessives. The idea was to bring the whole case together for everybody else, for all those who have not been marinating in it for the last 6 months. Make it compact so as to maximize the impact. And 3 days may not seem compact, but they were summing up weeks of testimony in the House and reviewing months and indeed years of behavior by President Trump.
Did you hear or see anything this week that would suggest the Democrats have a chance to win any Republican votes for conviction?
The Republicans were giving us a lot of indications that they were not seeing anything of that nature. Even after a couple, 3 days of relentless evidence presentation, they were saying they weren't seeing any evidence. So, you know, it's hard to say that the Republicans came into this looking for what we're looking for. They seem to be ready to move on to the next phase.
Hmm. We're told the president's legal teams will present what amounts to coming attractions for 3 hours today. What might those be?
Jay Sekulow, one of the president's attorneys, said that today would be like a trailer for a movie, one of those coming attractions you see in a theater, with the movie itself coming next week. So we expect to hear about the Bidens. We expect to hear about Joe Biden's son doing business with an energy company in Ukraine. We expect to hear a good deal about the shortcomings of the House investigation and all the things that didn't happen in the House. We expect to hear a good deal of criticism of the House managers, including Adam Schiff. And we'll also probably hear quite a bit about the whistleblower and denigration of what the whistleblower brought forward and about the idea that the whistleblower should come forward and identify himself or herself.
And still no prospect for witnesses?
You know, this is what the last 3 days have largely been about, Scott, making the case for witnesses, to have people come into the Senate and fill in what could not be filled in the House. Because the White House issued a blanket order to stop administration officials from testifying and at one point indicated that they would cooperate in the Senate. And after all, polls are saying two-thirds or more of the country wants to hear from witnesses. Of course, that would mean a longer trial and a chance for a breakthrough once all the facts are known, but it would also just mean a lot more time. Right now, the sharp observation from our reporters on the Hill is that the kind of moderates who would have to be getting together to make some sort of deal are not talking, or at least not talking about any sort of deal.
I've heard it's an election year, and everybody in that Senate chamber obviously is a politician. Is there some Democratic concern that if they know the result, why did they draw this out and why did they put the country through it?
Because on the part of the Democrats, it seems that this is their best opportunity over a compact period of time on prime time in the well of the Senate to put forward the best case they can. There's really no other time that would be as effective. So it was worth it for them. We'll see how it goes from here.
NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.